Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hi, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with John Zanni, president of Acronis. Welcome, John.
Well, thank you. Pleasure to be here, and thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Why don't you start out by talking a little bit about what Acronis does and is?
So Acronis is a data protection company that provides backup, disaster recovery, file sync and share, and other data protection services in a hybrid cloud environment. Whether your sources are on-premise or in the cloud, whether your backup destination is local and or in the cloud, we provide the technology that enables you to protect your data and make sure that when you need to recover it, you can very quickly, easily, and efficiently.
Now, you're the president of Acronis. Tell us a little bit about what your role and your vision.
My role is to develop strategic partnerships with companies like Intel and others, and to also work with the teams to find new ways to use the latest technology to help serve customers to better protect their data, and as well to grow the business, of course.
You certainly sell software. Do you sell hardware also, or one or the other?
We do not sell hardware. We only sell software. We do sell some cloud services as well if someone wants to resell a backup service without investing in any software. With regards to the definition of software-defined storage, it's software that sits on top of commodity hardware that allows you to easily store and protect data. So in our case, we've optimized for backup data. The one piece that's not commodity is, of course, the Intel chip, as we optimized for it.
Do you allow the customers to choose any hardware they like, or do you have partnerships or a channel that you go through?
They can choose any hardware they like. We validate our solution on a very long list of hardware, and so usually it's better for them to pick one that's been validated. But one of our tenets is to give customers and partners choice. And so this is one of their choices.
Tell us a little bit about your Cloud RAID product.
Sure. So what we did is when you think about data that you store as a backup and that you want to recover, it has very specific needs, right? It has to be reliable. It has to make sure it doesn't get corrupted while you are not using it so that you can get it very quickly. You have to be able to not only have full backups, but incremental backups tied to changes that happen, and then be able to recover your backup, whether it's a file or a full image, from any moment in time. And you have to do all of this at a very low cost, because this is really about storing data that you only need in cases of emergency. What we did is we developed this Cloud RAID technology that very efficiently allows you to manage overhead and compute time. The reason we call it Cloud RAID is through software, it allows you to control the level of resiliency that you have on hardware. And so that way, depending on the business need of the customer, they can essentially turn some knobs that allow them to either have data to be very, very resilient or only somewhat resilient. Those are really technical terms, by the way.
Okay. Walk us through like a failure scenario.
From the end customer point of view, the technology we're talking about is actually quite transparent. They would go into a control panel, log in, say, I need to recover my data from this server. It'll say, pick a date. And you pick a date, and it'll ask you, do you want a folder, a file, or the full image? And you hit recover. What they're not seeing from underneath is that the IT division or the trusted advisor has actually used our software-defined storage with Cloud RAID and the Intel ISAL library to define exactly what is needed to make sure that the backups get stored and recovered very quickly. And those will just depend on whether these are really, really large files, whether it's a large collection of files. And you've given us the ability to offer those capabilities at a very, very high performance rate.
Okay, and you mentioned ISAL, the Intel Storage Acceleration Library. That's basically an algorithmic library to address key storage market segment needs, and it's optimized on Intel architecture. And one of the algorithms that it's optimized around is an algorithm that supports erasure coding. Tell me about the Acronis Notary. It's a blockchain-based technology.
One of the components of our software-defined storage, which is unique in the world today, is that we used blockchain technology and the Ethereum blockchain to notarize or essentially thumbprint content that's stored there. So take your backup, for example. When you go recover it, even though it might be recoverable, you have no way of knowing if somebody tampered with it. Through the blockchain technology, we can tell you whether it has been tampered with or not, which means that when you go recover that backup, you know it's the exact same set of bits that you put on the server and they've not changed. And because we use blockchain, which is essentially a digital ledger, it's very reliable in validating that what you are recovering is exactly what you put back there, down to the last byte.
Now, talk a little bit about your experience with Intel and how we're working together to help overcome some of the challenges in the storage market.
Yeah, so it's actually really simple. Our expertise or our desire is not to become experts in the fine details of performance and performance tuning. And so this is where Intel comes in using your libraries and your expertise in getting the most out of these chipsets and this hardware. We've been able to focus on doing some very innovative things in the market that no one else has done by relying on you and using your chipsets and your innovation to also be the best at where you are the best. And the two combined has just been great. Intel has also been a great partner to work with. You're very responsive, and this has helped our R&D department build these leading technologies called CloudRAID and the Acronis Notary based on blockchain.
For customers or listeners that are interested in learning more about Acronis, where could they go to get more information about your products?
So you can go to acronis.com. You can look up Acronis Software Defined Storage or SDS. You can also search on CloudRAID, and you'll find all the information you need. Or if you want to be even faster, you can just email me at jz@acronis.com, and I will get you to the information you need as quickly as possible.
Hey, you can't beat that. The president of the company has given his email address so you can have direct access to the president. We appreciate your time today, and best of wishes to you and Acronis.
Well, thank you very much, and I look forward to a continued partnership with Intel because I think this is just the beginning. We'll be able to do some great things with what you've done and what we can do as well.
Thank you.